Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Let's clone to there with Ngezikhathi Zonke right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, and brought us to exactly 9 minutes after six. This is Thursday Life with me, Godfrey Mabi, and we're going all the way until 8 o'clock. And thank you very much for my colleagues who were with you. I think it was from four until now. That's Dwayne, and yeah, they're still here. Dwayne. Unfortunately, they can't hear me here. So, yeah, I believe that you enjoyed their company. And, of course, a few minutes from now, we'll be joined by Ndade Sipho Kaleni, telling us about the Intimate Moments Marriage Enrichment Camp. And, of course, he'll be telling us more about that. That will be happening a few minutes from now. And, of course, now that tonight is Thursday, as always, at 6:30, we'll be joined by none other than Ndade Elias Shamatla, followed by Apostle Robert Nyalungu. That is between 7:10, and 7:30 this evening. And at 7:30, we'll be joined by Bishop David Malate. As always, I believe that you are going to have a fantastic time. And of course, I would like to ask you to take this moment to pray for us, pray for this radio station, not only this radio station, for this nation and Africa and the entire five continents. And of course, they need our prayers like never before. You pray for us, we pray for you, and we pray for those who cannot pray for themselves. And that's the reason why we are called priests. It's just for that, so that you can be able to intercede for those who might not know how to do it, or those who cannot be able to stand before the Most High. That's why we're given the laws, the Ten Commandments, and the Bible, just to make sure that we know exactly what we are doing. These are some of the things that we really need to take into consideration. It doesn't matter where you are, wherever you are, you need to know that you are put there for that purpose, be it in your own family, and you might be the only born again in that family. That is not to say that you need to look down at your family members. You are there to pray for them. You are not saved in that family for nothing. Yeah, you're not just saved to brag, to have the breaking rights and tell them that you are going to heaven and they're going to hell. No, the reason for you to be there is to become the light in that family. And once they see the light, guess what? They will be attracted to that light. You know, the example that I can give to you is that of the insects. There's certain insects, I don't know whether it's all of them, but there's certain insects that love the light so much, to extend that the moment you either, it doesn't matter how small that light might be, at the moment they see that one, you won't know where they come from. I mean, they will come and surround that light. If it's a candle, they'll end up putting it out because they are so attracted to the light. And that's why we are called the light of the world. We're not called light of the world for nothing. Once they see that, it doesn't matter how small the flame might be, as long as it lights in the darkness, I'm telling you, that's the whole difference that is going to make sure that it attracts even the little things or big things that love the light. So what I'm saying is, let's just be aware of that fact. And again, not forgetting those who might have lost their loved ones due to COVID-19 pandemic. And one of those who have just lost their who have just lost their lives is one of our former colleagues. We used to invite him a lot. I personally used to invite him a lot here at Radio Pulpit, and that's none other than Bishop James Tsingeng. So I just had the news over the weekend that he also has passed on due to COVID-19 ailment. All I'm saying right now, all I can say right now is, Bagiti, let's be extra careful. Let's follow all the COVID-19 regulations. And I'm not saying those who got affected didn't follow them to the letter, to the T. No, they did. All I'm saying is, let's continue to be extra careful, avoid unnecessary trips and gatherings, etc. And if at all we have to meet, let's practice safe distancing, wear our masks at all costs. And by the way, I forgot to take my mask off. It's still I've just covered my chin because I have to listen. I have to be able to speak so they can be able to hear me clearly. So, yeah, that's what I'm saying right now. But we need to observe that at all costs. And, of course, like I said, we should never, ever stop praying. Condolences to his family and those who I might not know of that might have lost their loved ones due to COVID-19. I just spoke to my bishop earlier. She just told me that actually he's the third in his family to lose their lives. I'm not sure the causes of other of his other family members, but within the space of not more than 4 weeks, so he's the third one to have lost their lives. So yes, that's what I'm saying right now, Bagiti. Let's continue to pray, and those who have gone through, who are going through a lot because of COVID-19, let's keep them in our prayers. 14 minutes after 6, right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters, and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
That's Sipokaleni in the background, the Ngaba Ngami. Is that Ngaba Ngami or Ngaba Yami? I think it's supposed to be Ngaba Yami there. Then it brought us to exactly 21 minutes after 6 right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Mchana.
Mchana, how are you doing?
Fine, thanks. And you, sir?
Very well, thank you so much. You're still struggling with Istwana, eh?
Oh, Istwana, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, you're struggling, man.
I am struggling with Istwana. But I think you are becoming better with
Isizulu. Absolutely, Brian. Okay, yeah. Yeah. I'm ngiyazama mfowethu. A beautiful song, I must say. Hey, it's completely much. It's like it's the old new Sipokaleni there, you know. My goodness.
We really appreciate. We bless the Lord.
Is it from your latest CD though?
No, the latest single that I released was exactly 3 years ago,
okay.
And that is the one, No One Creator.
Oh, yes,
still
I know
in
that
our
one.
System, yeah, it's still in your system. Check it out, yeah.
Yeah, it says a lot about the quality of the music. If I think that is the latest, you know.
Yeah,
and the song is 3 years old. I'm telling you, this is a hit that you've just released, my brother. Anyway,
we are
not going to be talking about the song,
sure.
But this important event that is coming.
Sure.
Tell us about it. Intimate Moments, marriage seminar.
Right, we are excited as Radio Pulpit to have partnered on this very important aspect of enrichment and empowerment for families. Radio Pulpit has done a lot of work to empower women, to empower singles, to empower women and children, and of course a whole host of other conferences that we've had. But we have gone back to the very basics. God from Eden operated from the family structure in order to influence the community and the nation, ultimately, and the world. And so we are doing just that with Intimate Marriage Enrichment Camp, which is going to be happening on the 16th through to the 18th. We want couples to take time out, focus on themselves, focus on building that which is going to be a platform that will leave a legacy for the next generation. We often are told that we should have good marriages, but no one teaches us and gives us the skills to be able to do all of that. Somebody once challenged me that you want us to be men, but there is no academy for men. So where do I go to if I want to be a proper man in my family, a proper husband in my family? I think this very weekend will be a kickstart of many other programs that we will be having. So we invite couples to come through so that we can just have this enrichment together on the 16th through to the 18th of April, and bookings are very essential.
And I'm interested in knowing who will be speaking there. The reason being, if you are one of the speakers, I would encourage our listeners to really come there and listen to you, because you have been married for quite a number of years. Actually, could be 10 years before, you know, 10 more years before me. I mean, than me, if I put it that way.
No, it's been a long ride, and I hope that my wife is not listening right now, because I always forget the dates wrong. But I know that it's over 20. So we've been together, and 20 years is a long time. And yes, I can confirm that I will do a couple of sessions and facilitation. But most importantly, we have also brought a man who has been married for 32 years to one wife. He is a minister of the Word of God, Pastor Solomon Mashlangu, who is based in Mbalenhle. He's going to be ministering there. Those that were able to listen to the heart-to-heart programs were able to just capture some of her contents. And the family will also be must look out for some of the promos that we will be sharing with them on this platform, so that they can just get the wisdom of the man. I mean, he's still full of wisdom. He is a marriage counselor himself, and he has delivered so far on the programs that we have had with him on air. And I have no doubt that he will even deliver more when it comes to the actual deal on the 16th.
Fantastic. I think now I need to be there, Baba. I really need to learn from people as experienced as you guys.
Absolutely. Your room is waiting, and I'm sure the family would love to just spend some quality time together with you and yours. It's time for us to take some time out and focus on our families. So this will be our lockdown as couples. And this time around is going to be on level 7, where we become intimate with our loved ones and focus on us, not children, for the change.
What will be the theme for this event?
We have kept it open. We've kept it open to marriage enrichment, because we want to allow the Holy Spirit to really minister to us. I always realize that people have got different needs, and sometimes when we want to channel things over a scene, sometimes we limit God on what he can do. I believe that there are so many people that need to be in this very camp, and I don't want to limit them. We don't want to limit them with their things. So come through with an expectation together with your spouse, and I believe that there will be a fresh word just for you, serious empowerment just for you as a couple. Just come with that expectation, just with the sharing that I'm going to be doing. Your eyes will be opened, because it is something that has helped me, that I see helping people every day in my line of my current work. And so I am pretty sure that the family will be empowered.
And the venue, tell us more about it.
It's a sacred place in a secret location, not far from Pretoria. We are in Camel Drift, and the good news is that we will only announce the venue next week on Tuesday on air. But those that have made the bookings already and have secured their space, they know where the venue is at. And so the secret here is to keep this this very entire event exclusive, because we also have a limited number of couples that we will be accepting. So numbers are very important. We want to keep it nice and tight, exclusive. So it is essential that we book nice and early, because it's a first-come, first-served type of situation.
And it's a three-day event, right?
It's a three-day event. We arrive on Friday, and when we arrive on Friday, we will have some time of fellowship over a braai in the evening, together with couples around fire if it is cold, but around the pool if it is a bit warmer. And so we will just chillax over Friday. Then we will get down to the work business early in the morning on Saturday morning. It will be serious work, and then back to fun and games in the afternoon. And of course, some time of counseling for those that will need some counseling with the speakers. And then, of course, in the evening, we'll have dinner by candlelight. And so we will look our best and have the special moment with the family. Then on Saturday morning, we've got a very special surprise. We'll do a vows renewal, and so we are looking forward to that moment on Sunday morning. And that will be our send-off. People are going back to our homes. Hopefully, we will be empowered, we will be enriched, and we will be able to just be great examples to our children and all other family members that we will be getting back to.
It sounds like an event not to be missed.
Absolutely not, my guy. If you want to miss it, Chief, I can tell you now that you are missing it with a lot of regret that will follow you afterwards. So I don't want to lie to you. From the content that I've had so far, the interaction that I've had with the speaker, I can tell you the experience of the beautiful venue that we are going to, it is something that one does not wish they will be it will be happening without them. So book nice and early, become part of the few couples that we are putting together. The number is only 25 couples. We will push it and accommodate 30 at most so that we comply to the COVID-19 protocols, but also to keep it nice and intimate. So please ensure that you make your booking nice and early. And Kiliboni will be the relevant person to contact kiliboni@radiopulpit.co.za. That's the email address, kiliboni@radiopulpit.co.za. If you forget that, just call during office hours on 012-334-1297.
And you'll give them all the details, including the amount to be paid there.
Yeah, no, it's not a secret. We are paying 3,000 rands per couple. That is for your accommodation as well as all the meals and the experience that we will be having. That's 3,000 rand per couple. You would agree, since you are well-traveled and you're driving serious cars. I saw you advertising a couple of big latest cars. So you would agree with me that that is a giveaway, a dead giveaway, big brother, for the entire weekend. So the family must just place this time aside. Let's just come and enjoy ourselves as couples.
Tatasi Bokaleni, thank you very much. I don't but let me just go to Tatasi Bokaleni.
No, thank you so much, Godfrey. We appreciate you. And let me just continue to also thank God for your service at Radio Pulpit. I think if I am on year 27, you're on year 24, right?
Yeah, 24th year.
Yeah, but Big Brother, and that 24 years has been a great sacrifice. I know from the time that you were still commuting between Northwest, coming to this side, the sacrifice away from family. We really appreciate the service that you've given to the Lord through the platform of Radio Pulpit.
Thank you very much. I must say that I used to watch you on a program called, what's the Real Vision?
Real Vision.
You're a size 24 then. Tall and very slender. When I leave Maureen.
No, the Lord found me. I was tall, dark, and slender back then. Now I'm tall, dark, and handsome. And we bless the Lord. Yes.
My brother, thank you very much for your time.
Hey, Terea. Much appreciated.
That's Sipokaleni. Kalena, if you please, right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, telling us about this not to be missed event that is coming in few weeks' time. Make sure that you do contact Kiliboni. The email is kiliboni@radiopulpit.co.za. Please come with your person. Umuntu wakho. Hey, it's going to be nice if I get how about you. Evelige sana. Kurukarukana le that event. Ele, Kiss the Bride. Doing it all over again. If I was there, I was going to be noticed. Guys, come on. Kiss the Bride again. Maybe some of you have done that how many years ago. So now do it again, Batum. And then maybe you know just another banana, fellow, little grapes.
From your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.